Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You know we need them. Yes, we do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready and willing.
I knew you would be. Just somehow I knew you would be. Because you have a growth mindset. We'll get to that in a moment. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM. And 710 Keel, welcome into another edition of Strategies, Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's me.
Yes, you are. And folks, we're glad that you have joined us here on Strategies for Living. You know, Lauren, we all have beliefs about ourselves. I mean, we have a lot of beliefs.
Sure.
But we have specifically beliefs about ourselves.
Well, we have to be here.
Yeah, and they're beliefs about what we can do, what we can achieve, how we approach learning.
Mm-hmm.
And this way of thinking, that brings us to our personal convictions, and that's a mindset is another word for that. If you will.
Okay, yeah. Set of beliefs.
Yeah, and our mindset, if you will, influences how we perceive challenges in life, how we respond to challenges in life.
How we respond to everything.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a psychologist named Carol Dweck who developed the concept that there are two types of mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
There are fixed mindsets and there are growth mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
And her research shows that those with fixed mindsets are folks that are going to avoid challenges and limit their growth. But those with a growth mindset continually improve. And here's the great news. Our brains are adaptable.
Neuroplasticity.
So, no. We can make choices. We can make different choices. And so if you don't have a growth mindset, the great news is you can get a growth mindset. And so we're going to give some tips today. In terms of how to create a growth mindset. In other words, help us all unlock
our great potentials. Yeah.
Mindset. Yeah. Because we all want that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's a good follow up to the things we were talking about yesterday.
I think so too. Yeah. Because we can change our habits with a growth mindset for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Learning RX, and Pintail Roofing,
oof.
And the Balance Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment. Do you have a growth mindset? Do you have a fixed mindset? And how can you tell the difference? And how can you switch? All of that today and more right here on Strategies for Living.
Hey,
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, glad you are here with us. Okay, so fixed mindset, growth mindset. So yep. Folks with a fixed mindset.
Yeah, how do we know which one we have?
Okay, so people with a fixed mindset believe intelligence is predetermined at birth. In other words, something innate. Something pretty much...
If you don't got it, you can't get it.
Yeah, that something kind of unchangeable. Thing. And this belief leads often to avoidance.
Sure.
People with that fixed mindset avoid challenges. They fear failure. Mm-hmm. They give up easily when faced with obstacles. And the desire to appear competent and avoid judgment really drives these behaviors. Consequently, they feel threatened, even by the success of others.
Which makes sense because at their core belief, they don't believe they can be any better than they are.
That's right.
Right?
And so obviously a fixed mindset is going to limit personal potential. It's also going to increase anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's going to lower self-esteem. And those people with a fixed mindset often have thoughts such as, I'm not good at this. I could never do that. I'll never be able to do that. And so think about those kind of thoughts. Those thoughts create, if you will, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
And so the fear of failure prevents those folks from trying, which then confirms their belief in their own limitation, right?
That's the way the belief system is set up to work.
Yep. And so this mindset really leads to stagnation in personal and professional growth because you shy away. You shy away from opportunities that could lead to development.
Yes.
Okay, but individuals with a growth mindset, those folks believe intelligence can be developed throughout the entire life. And so they view challenges as opportunities to learn, opportunities to grow. And so they embrace effort as a path. It's a pathway to mastery. Mm-hmm. And these folks persist even when there are setbacks. And so, in fact, they see, you know, they actually see feedback as valuable information for improvement. Mm-hmm. And even the if the feedback is setback, if you will, does that make sense?
If then, it's critical,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, then it's valuable information. They see everything as information for improvement. Mm-hmm. In other words, a readiness to learn. So if you have this mindset and you're embracing it, it's going to build resilience, mm-hmm. especially during setbacks. It's going to turn challenges into chances to improve. And with a growth mindset, you're open. You're open to feedback from other people. And you're also inspired by other people's success. Mm-hmm. If somebody's better than you,
you can get there.
You can get there.
And they
can,
you
can watch them, and you can even see vicariously, through vicarious learning, you can see how, you know, how to do it better.
Right.
And so the kind of common thoughts among people with growth mindset are, well, I'm not so good at that yet. Are with practice, I'm going to be able to improve here. Mm-hmm. And this perspective helps folks embrace challenges and overcome obstacles. And what's that going to lead to? Increased learning and development, obviously.
Growth, yeah.
And so when you adapt this mindset, you also are adapting resilience to setbacks. You turn adversity into a challenge, which is going to help you to perform better. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes. And I think, you know, as with all things, it's never really truly this straight black and white dichotomy. Like, I don't know that everyone either has a growth mindset or a fixed mindset.
Right.
I believe we all are, you know, somewhere in between. We, you know, different, maybe in different areas or arenas of our life, we have more, we can catch ourselves if we observe our thoughts. We can catch ourselves, oh, I have some fixed mindset thoughts that pop up around this particular activity.
Yeah.
Right. And then to be able to investigate that and change that within ourselves, if a growth mindset is something we want to shift towards.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
You know, there are some having been in the counseling profession.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
For over 30 years, mm-hmm. You know, I want my counselor to have a growth mindset.
Absolutely.
And that got me to thinking, well, I want my doctor to have a growth mindset.
Mm.
If I want my lawyer to have a growth mindset.
Right.
If I'm flying in an airplane, I want my pilot to yeah. have a growth mindset.
Yeah.
Right. And it kind of gets you to thinking, mm-hmm. you know, how many professions there are that encourage, like in the, you know, in psychology, counseling, medicine,
teaching,
continuing education is a built-in,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, you can't make somebody have a switch to a growth mindset,
no.
but you can certainly through, you know,
the requirements.
Well, you have to do this continuing education every year.
Right.
You're encouraging a growth mindset, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So the question is, how do we activate? I mean, you know, I think I don't want to oversell this, but, you know, why wouldn't we want you know, a growth mindset?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't think in an intellectual level, many people could say, I don't know why I wouldn't.
Right.
But I think on an emotional level, that sort of that fixed mindset can indicate some level of comfort, or fear or anxiety. That's what keeps you there in the fixed mindset. You know, because if you don't have to grow, you don't have to know anything else. You don't have to try anything new, which can sometimes be scary or different, right?
Yeah, well, I think people...
Or the idea that this can even go back to our idea or concept of self, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, for a long time, I think we've all had this idea of, well, I'm this person, this particular personality, and I don't... That personality doesn't change over time,
right?
And how uncomfortable are people sometimes when their friends or their coworkers or whoever they're familiar with changes and grows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we have this kind of rub inside ourselves, oh, you changed, right? Because we're afraid of that outgrowth of growing apart.
And I mean, it certainly can influence who we're in relationship with. It can influence...
If you're in a relationship, a true healthy relationship with any person, it doesn't even have to be healthy, over a long period of time, you know, they're going to change. Each person is going to change and grow.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's about, okay, how do I want to experience that? How do I want to respond to that inevitable growth and change?
Right. But the question is, how do we activate it? Are there ways to activate the growth mindset?
Sure.
And so that's what I want to talk about today. So the first thing is awareness. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing is tuning in. You can't change what you're not able to acknowledge. And I think the mindset thing, and I hope people kind of get the idea from what we've talked about so far, it kind of flies under the radar, if you will.
Yeah, it
runs our life, but at the subconscious level.
The level of operating system.
That's right. Yeah. And so... The first thing is to become aware, become aware of your mindset. If you want to develop a growth mindset, you've got to be willing to acknowledge your current mindset. You've got to ask yourself some questions. How do I handle obstacles? What do I tell myself when something doesn't work out? What impression do I want to make on other people? How do I view the successes of others? And I might even ask you to write down your answers and think about them, reflect on them a little bit. And, you know, you can kind of then compare those with the idea of what we've presented, growth mindset versus fixed mindset, right?
Right.
You know, just real quickly, I'll throw out some A-B questions, right?
Okay.
How do you react when faced with a difficult challenge? Do you avoid it because you're afraid of failing, or do you embrace it as an opportunity to learn and grow?
Yeah.
When you encounter a setback, how do you respond? Do you feel discouraged and give up? Or do you see it as a learning experience and try to find ways to improve? What do you believe about intelligence? Is intelligence fixed? Is it a fixed trait that can't be changed too much? Or can it be developed through effort and learning? How do you view effort in relation to success? If you have to work hard, it means you're not naturally talented, or hard work and effort are essential for success. And when you see someone else who is exceptionally skilled at something, how do you feel? Do you feel envious and believe, you know, you could never be that good? Or do you feel inspired? How do you handle criticism? Do you take it personally, or do you see it as valuable feedback? When you're learning something new, what's your approach? You stick to things you're already good at to avoid failure, or you really enjoy the process of learning? Now, those aren't the only questions, but those questions...
And you can, on each of them, you can land on one side or the other of the spectrum as well. Yeah.
And at least that gets you, you know, that kind of gets
you started.
That starts
the uncovering process.
Yeah, because you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And if you want a growth mindset, well, the very first thing you got to do is tune in. Be aware that mindset is there And, you know, you can do something about it. But the awareness is the beginning. We've got lots more. We've got lots more to share here on Strategies for Living as we talk about mindset today. Can you change it?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's up to you. We'll be back. Stay with us. More strategies to come. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies. Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about growth mindset today. Do you have a fixed mindset or do you have a growth mindset? And hopefully we're doing a sales job here.
Hopefully.
And you're wanting that growth mindset. So we're talking about...
much better world.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, how do we get there? How do we shift into that growth mindset?
Well, we ended the last segment with some questions, right?
Yeah, we did. Because the first part of this is to become aware,
right,
of your own, that we have a mindset, right?
Right. Well, yeah. And a lot of that mindset is developed early on, right, in our childhood.
Most
years.
Definitely. And then it's in the unconscious.
Right.
In the unconscious mind. So if you don't know that it's there, you can't change what you don't know or what you don't acknowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's based on what we see and experience and are modeled, right, as kids and as we grow, right?
Yep.
And it makes me think, especially those questions that we ended the last segment with, that there's actually a children's book now called What to Do with a Problem.
I think...
and it's a great model for this very idea that we're talking about, growth mindset.
There's so many wonderful children's books. I'm chuckling because, you know, you and I were just recently in Barnes & Noble. You were picking up a children's book
right,
for a gift. And but sometimes I go in Barnes & Noble by myself and...
I don't know that I let you do that often anymore.
No, you probably don't. But my point is there's so many great books back in the children's section.
Yes, there are. Yes.
And it's very different than it was even, I think, 20, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think, you know, a lot of times children's books were seen as just kind of silly, fantastical, you know, we just want to grab their attention.
Sure, and there's some of those back there still.
Sure, because those are fun and they're timeless.
Right.
But I think we've also... I'm grateful that we've really recognized how impressionable and how important those early years are. And so if we can, you know, put books like these in the hands of our kids early on, give them a different, you know, world perspective that, hey, it doesn't have to be exactly this way. There are so many ways that you can do this thing called life.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, hopefully what we do here too, right?
I hope so. All right. So another strategy for shifting into a growth mindset is to get to know yourself. Mm. You got to be aware, but you know, choosing the growth mindset requires self-confidence. And self-confidence is about understanding who you are and what matters to you and even where your strengths lie.
Yes.
In other words, developing self-awareness is the essential, you know, building block for self-confidence, if you will. If you gain self-awareness, you know, you can gain it by asking yourself some questions like, you know, what do I truly value? What really gets me going? What energizes me? In what ways do I serve as a role model for others? And what do I truly appreciate about other people? And, you know, and myself.
Right.
Yeah. And I think those are, you're probably going to tell us those are connected.
Right. Because I think I've mentioned that, most often what we see as, you know, what we appreciate most, or even can sometimes to a varying degree, if you've got more of a fixed mindset, that can look or feel more like envy.
Yeah.
What we envy or appreciate most in others is most often a reflection of ourselves and of our own potential.
Right. You know, one of the things that one big time strategy that can be used here is one of your favorite things, Lauren, and that's journaling.
Yes.
And it's taking some time every day to journal about, you know, self, you know, it's just basically you can call it a self-reflection journal if you need to call it anything. And
it's a way to talk to yourself. It's a way to get to know who you are.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, once you really get to know the human you, you get to know the whole you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The higher you.
Yep.
The being behind the human.
You know, some people would say, well, okay, well, where do I start? Where do I get going? So let's, you know, give some writing prompts,
okay,
if you will,
sure,
here to just kind of get you going. So one simple thing you could do is write about some experience that you've had recently that made you feel proud of yourself. You could reflect on activities or tasks that you find super fulfilling.
Or even
and
as a,
why?
Or,
why do you
or even as a kid, you know, if you've got to go back that far, what was something, an activity or an experience that you engaged in frequently as a child?
There you go.
That made you lose time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's where we all quite often can find a starting point
there
of return
go.
To our own excitement and
yep.
passion.
List three values that are important to you and why do they matter?
Yeah. And how are you engaging those actively in your life? And if not, how can you? Because I think a lot of times, a lot of cognitive or internal dissonance happens most frequently when we say or we truly believe and hold true certain values.
Right.
And yet we're not actively, you know, engaging or following those through. So how can we better get those in alignment and within our own integrity?
Yep. Another prompt would be describe a situation where you really felt confident and capable.
That one is so important, David, that I think we all need to get in touch with that moment and that feeling of power.
Yeah.
Because that's who we truly are.
Yeah.
And if we can bring that moment back to ourselves, that feeling, you know, really immerse yourself, think about what your sensations were in that moment.
Yep.
And to bring that and sit in that as often as you can, it would be a much better world.
Absolutely.
If we could just do that.
You know, if you do journal, I would encourage you to do what you do. And you do a daily.
I do.
You know,
do
and
every
you,
day.
You've worked on this for almost a year now. You've had a daily, I'm going to call it discipline.
I call it devotion. But
devotion,
yes, same
yeah.
difference.
You have a husband that is helpful by bringing you a cup of coffee and some
do.
Cold water
I'm very
every morning.
Spoiled and I'm very grateful.
Well, you know, I love you and I want to support you in that way, but it is a little selfish on my part, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you share with me we call them the your bring throughs.
Sure, yes.
And man, some of what comes out of that writing experience is phenomenal.
It really is. And I truly would encourage anyone to take this up, because we can all do this. We all have a greater power at our disposal that we just don't tap into.
What was teacher said, the kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of God, he used those interchangeably, is within.
Yeah, and to seek ye first the kingdom, right?
There you go.
Go there first.
Yep.
The only way out.
And all these things will be added unto you.
Yes.
Hey, that's pretty powerful.
It is, and I've experienced it firsthand.
Another strategy before we leave the journaling,
yes,
review that, you know, make it a point to review your entries at the end of the week. That will help you gain insight into your values, into your strengths, also into areas that can be further developed, right?
Yes. And that's a fun thing that I enjoy doing for myself.
Another strategy involves our language and being willing to adjust our language.
Well,
how do you talk about learning? How do you talk about developing? How do you talk about making mistakes? And once you make mistakes, then how do you talk about getting back up? That says a lot about your mindset if you focus on your language. And if you use terms like wrong, right, smart, dumb, stupid.
Polarity, yeah.
Yeah. Those obviously do not promote a growth mindset.
No.
Do you tell yourself things like, I just can't do this?
So before you get too far, I think it's really cool and really kind of enlightening to understand that the word itself, wrong, right?
Yep.
Roots back to its Pi root is were, W-E-R.
Yep.
Okay, which simply means to turn.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so wrong in itself, the word isn't even wrong. It simply means turn.
It means turn, yeah.
Yeah. And so when you think you're wrong, it's just a different turn that you've taken. So turn around.
Yeah.
Turn again.
It's just like the word repent.
Yes.
Which is used a lot in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talked about a lot in churches. Repent. Mm-hmm. What that means is turn around and make a 360 degree turn. Yeah.
You're doing a hokey pokey and you turn yourself about.
Maybe that is what it's all about.
You know, it really is. we really need to do a show on
that. We probably will when we get brave enough. When I get brave enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm ready when you are, because it really truly is all a song and dance called the hokey pokey.
There you go.
It is.
There
that
you
simple.
Go. Now, you know, but one of the things in terms of language, if you know, maybe pick out a day and just say, I'm going to pay close attention to how I talk today, how I talk to others and how I talk to myself.
Right.
And especially about learning about mistakes and about personal abilities. And whenever you catch yourself using terms like wrong or always or never or can't, take a time out, take a pause, and rephrase your statement in a more growth-oriented way.
Yeah.
Also, give yourself compliments. Give yourself compliments based on effort and progress rather than on outcomes.
Yeah, being able to celebrate the little steps. I mean, because we all know it takes all the little steps to get there, but we don't often see that.
Well, and, you know,
or share that with each other. And I think that's important.
Somehow along the way, we stop celebrating.
Yeah.
You know, we need to celebrate all of the victories, big and small, maybe especially
because
the
every
small.
Single one is a step towards your becoming.
Yep. There you go. We're talking about how do we shift into a growth mindset. Talking about that today, right here on Strategies for Living. More to come. We'll be right back. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations, and repairs.
comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. As we focus, bring the focus today to how to shift into a growth mindset from our fixed mindsets.
Well, because that's what we're here to do, right? I mean, we can't help but grow.
You would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, we can do our darndest for sure.
You wanted to say a little bit more, I think, about celebrating.
So, sure, because, you know, I've said this before, but I think it's important, and it's a kind of an important recognition that we have, you know, that when we're babies, right, and the baby's learning to walk, right,
we
get so excited for those first little
Everybody
toddles.
Does, yeah.
And then he falls back down on his bum, and, you know, we kind of chuckle, but we know.
But we celebrate during that entire process.
Right, and we
And then
know
why do we stop?
Right.
Why do we stop then?
Right.
You know.
Yes, why? And I'm afraid we stop way too early in the lifetime for us to continue. And I don't understand why.
I'm not sure. That's a great question. Maybe one that we can, we can investigate further. But I mean, it takes me into another strategy, Lauren, mm-hmm. which is, you know, focus on the process more than the outcome.
Yeah.
If you want a growth mindset. I mean, you know, it's about the process.
It is. It's all about.
It's not so much about the result of your effort, but it's about doing the thing that, you know, doing the effort itself.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from practicing. You learn from trying. You learn from those falls.
Yes.
You know, you learn from falling and getting back up and falling again and getting back up again and persevering. I mean, how many great folks?
Yes.
I mean, Edison. I'm thinking of Edison.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, this happens so often.
Yeah.
Celebrities in authors and actors. I mean, we don't see them until they're big, right? And what we miss is all the times that they screwed up an audition.
What kind of mess did the Wright brothers have to make? And how many scrapes and
broken
and bones broken before. You know, they took the flight at Kitty Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so it's about the process rather than the outcome.
Yeah. And the ability, I think, to share that process is almost sacred.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be as sacred.
And that leads to another strategy.
Okay.
Talk about your progress.
Yes. Okay.
Discuss it. Talking about your progress with somebody that you trust
mm-hmm.
and that you feel safe mm-hmm. with can make you feel more competent and more positive and more creative.
Mm-hmm.
Discussing and reflecting stimulates a growth mindset.
Yeah. Being able to hold that space, you know, and that kind of reminds me so much of the environment that I hope that I cultivate within the counseling room, right? Is to be able to foster that place where we can talk about the process
Absolutely.
And how it's going. And for me, it's an incredible privilege to be able to witness someone's growth and development at every stage.
And I think this is really a lot of the power of counseling mm-hmm. and of coaching.
Yeah.
It's being able to discuss in a safe place, you know, the progress that you've made and what you've endured to get there. Right?
Absolutely. And to know and to hold all of the parts of you, right? The messy, the creative, the stumbling, the, you know, mumbling, the all of it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, I think so often we get so caught up in getting to where we're going, right? And, I would challenge you, everyone, where are you going? Like, literally, where are you rushing off to, right? Because even if we're just talking about on a physical level, you're rushing off to death, my friend.
We're all going.
That's
where we're all going.
And so why not?
And that's not being,
No, I'm not trying to, I'm not being pessimistic.
No,
it's just
it realistic.
Is. Yeah.
And by embracing that, by accepting that. I think we empower ourselves.
Hopefully, yeah.
And we remind ourselves the importance of the present time, or the importance of the moment.
It is. It's the most important thing that we could ever have.
Yep.
That's why it's always here, because it's the now, always, right?
Yep.
And that's why it's a gift. It's the present. Here.
There you go. Another strategy, and you know, we've kind of touched on this, but you know, let me underscore it. Learn from your mistakes. Mistakes for human beings, mistakes are inevitable. But don't miss that they are valuable learning opportunities. Everybody makes them. So take a moment and consider whatever the mistake is, and recognize, okay, this is manageable, and then reflect on why did this happen, and consider, okay, what can I do different next time?
Right.
And I guess I should say differently next time.
Technically.
Technically. Mm-hmm. So learning from our mistakes, it promotes personal development and boost our skills.
Yeah, and I would challenge us actually to not just learn from our mistakes, but learn from our successes as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's another strategy. Let your successes inspire you. You know, let it build inspiration. A growth mindset involves learning from and being, inspired, not just by your successes too, but also by the successes of others. Take a moment and ask yourself who you look up to and why you look up to them, and maybe even reach out to those people and engage in a conversation. How did, you know, discover how they progressed, the mistakes that they made, and how they handled them. And, you know, if the person's not around anymore, or, you know, delve into the stories of this person, this inspirational figure.
Another radical change we could take kind of on this idea of learning from mistakes and celebrating successes. I might even question, okay, why are you labeling one and one the other, right? Like, what makes something a mistake versus success?
That's a great question.
It kind of brings to mind, this might be a little corny, but it's a Bob Ross, right? It's just happy little accidents, right? I mean, it really truly is all of it, right? So if we're able to see, okay, well, if I accidentally, like he would accidentally put a little line here, right? Oh, it was a tree. It was meant to be a tree.
Right? There you go.
But I mean, we can do that. We can bring that philosophy into our own lives by knowing that, okay, and a lot of that is about not focusing on the outcome. Just focusing on the excitement and the energy and the joy or the sadness, whatever feeling is present in the moment, and what opportunities to learn from each of those are there.
We all have a comfort zone. Stretch it.
Absolutely.
You know, expand it. That's another strategy.
True learning happens on the edge of our comfort zone.
Yeah, because you're not going to progress if you stay in the comfort zone.
That's a really fine line, and it's a sweet spot, right? And I often like to find this with clients in session. Like, where is the edge? I don't want to go beyond it, but where is the edge?
Can we
the
get
leading
right,
edge?
Can we get right to that
and
edge?
And ride it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Talking about shifting into a growth mindset from a more fixed mindset. That's what we're talking about today, right here on Strategies for Living. And we've got a little bit more, so don't go away. Come back with us. Be right back here on Strategies.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We got this mindset thing going today on strategies.
Always.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have a mindset.
There you go. Yeah. And do you have more of a fixed mindset, or do you have a growth mindset? And hopefully we have sold the goods today. We want a growth mindset. And talking about how to shift into it is what we've been discussing today here on Strategies for Living. What's your takeaway from today, Lauren?
So the idea of a fixed mindset really reminds me of another word.
Yeah.
And it might kind of rattle some people, but crucifixion, right, is right there in the middle. And that's what it means to be fixed to the cross, right?
Yeah.
To be fixed to our own perception.
Yeah. And we want to resurrect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what resurrect?
Resurrect
means,
and ascend.
Right. It means to resurge. And so the opposite then there kind of lends itself to fluidity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anytime I find myself fixed or like kind of rigid, I want to be able to. How can I loosen? How can I lean into this? What is here for me that I am not seeing? Because it's all here for my growing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just to be able to be more fluid and flexible.
There you go. I think this is valuable stuff. I hope that folks will challenge themselves within.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think, you know, there's nobody out there, none of us have a complete growth mindset.
No, or a complete fix.
Or a complete fixed mindset. We're all someplace in the middle.
Right.
But, you know, I think talking about this helps us figure out, okay, where am I?
What do I want? And where do I want to go?
And where do I want to be?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living because we do this for you. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call and what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.